Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The United States discussed on Thursday ways to effectively stop Syria's government from using chemical weapons to kill rebels and civilians. Jim Bertel has more.
U.S. President Donald Trump discussed Syria with his Security Council Thursday, while Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis testified before the House Armed Services Committee.
We're trying to stop the murder of innocent people, but on a strategic level, it's how do we keep this from escalating out of control.
The U.S. bombing of Syrian targets after last year's chemical attack has not been enough to deter Assad in the long run. Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Taliban insurgents have assaulted a security outpost in western Afghanistan, killing at least 11 government security forces. Jeff Custer reports it is the second attack this week.
Earlier, a Taliban attack killed a district governor and 7 police personnel in Afghanistan's southeastern province of Ghazni. Afghan media, however, reported the death toll was at least 16, and mostly soldiers were among the victims. The fighting came as the United Nations cautioned that the number of conflict-related civilian casualties in the first 3 months of 2018 remained at the identical high level recorded for the same period last year. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Trade and North Korea's nuclear and missile programs will be the key topics for Japan during U.S. President Donald Trump's meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe next week. Trump hit Japan and many other countries with aluminum and steel trade restrictions last month. Trump and Abe are expected to continue to agree to apply maximum pressure against North Korea until talks produce meaningful progress. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is pushing back against a New York Times report that said late last year he considered firing Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who was heading the criminal investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. As White House reporter Jonathan Lemire reports, the White House believes that if the president chooses to one day fire Mueller, he does have that authority.
That because Mueller is under the wings of the executive branch, that they could, the president would be able to fire him on his own. But there's some contention that's not the case. Some of the Department of Justice and some legal scholars have said, no, that's not how this would work. Instead, it would be through the Department of Justice. Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, of course, has recused himself, so he's not involved. But then the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, is. And that it would be Rosenstein who would have to be the one to fire Mueller.
Rosenstein has said that he would only fire Mueller if he found proper cause, and at this point he has not. Former FBI Director James Comey has a new book coming out that's critical of President Donald Trump and also sheds new light on the Hillary Clinton probe, Mike Gracia reports.
Unethical, untethered to truth, ego-driven. That's how former FBI Director James Comey describes President Donald Trump in his new book, A Higher Loyalty, Truth, Lies, and Leadership. Comey also provides new details about the investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a personal email server while she was Secretary of State. He writes that every person on the investigative team found there was no prosecutable case. But Comey also says there was unverified classified information that could have cast doubt on Attorney General Loretta Lynch's independence in the Clinton probe. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United Nations says Islamist fighters from Nigeria's Boko Haram militant group have abducted over 1,000 children, many of whom were turned into child soldiers or forced into marriage. Matthew Larentanda has that story.
The UN's report documented only verified cases, the first time it had published such a tally. But it admits the number could actually be much higher. Nigeria's government has reportedly estimated it could be as high as 10,000 if you include neighboring Cameroon. President Muhammadu Buhari rode to power in 2015 promising to deal with Boko Haram. Now 10 years into its insurgency, there's no sign the conflict is going to end anytime soon.
That was Matthew Larentanda. Friday, Congo took the extraordinary step of boycotting an international conference that reaped hundreds of millions of dollars to help its people, saying the Central African country's humanitarian crisis has been exaggerated. It comes amid differing views about the needs of a country where millions are displaced and hungry during a brewing political crisis. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA 1.